So, we are recording, and I have to put the headphones on to seem somewhat professional. I hope you don't mind.
Go for it. All right. Somewhat professional.
If you could introduce yourself, that would be very mighty fine. I'll just
hold it. I'm Jeff Rosenstock.
I'll hold it. You don't have to bend down or anything.
Okay.
Relax.
I'm Jeff Rosenstock. That's me.
What do you do?
I play music in a band, sometimes by myself. I played in other bands. I played in the music industry. I play in Antarctica Vespucci now. Solo thing I do. Play in a band called Arrogant Sons of Bitches. I play in Kudrow. I help people make their records and stuff sometimes.
That's a whole lot of things to do.
It's not that many. It's mostly just one thing, music. I guess I could just say music.
What was there a moment when you decided that was going to be the thing that you're going to do?
I don't know if I've even decided it yet, but I think it's weird because it was pretty late, like after bombing the music industry. I got a job for a little while, and it seemed like, and I wasn't digging it too much, and it's just kind of a weird place to work. And I was just like, okay, maybe I'll try and do this for a little while and see if I could skate by, and I've kind of been doing that since.
Now you've put out music, produced music, whatnot.
I'd done all that while I had a job. Like, I just kind of wanted to do it for fun, you know? I still am doing it for fun, but it's kind of taking up enough time now that it would be hard to have a job. I think I might have to find a quick job when I get home, but yeah.
So it's not the done deal yet? You're
no.
Working on that?
Oh, I never want it to be the done deal, you know what I mean? I like working, so.
No, my bad. I meant that you don't have to go back to a small job, or is that important well to like really?
Yeah, sure, I think it's important. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, I think going back to work and recharging and getting angry about shit again is important. It's weird that I haven't had to do that for a year or so, but
it's pretty
also
nice, though.
Pretty great to not have had to do that. So, no complaints over here.
Huh. So when you're on, I guess the rest of the time you're kind of on tour or doing any other music stuff. And you said that do you get angry then too to write about that, or do you only get angry when you're recharging?
I don't know. I get angry and depressed about all kinds of stuff. Luckily, not having a job, I still get depressed all the time. So that's nice.
It's kind of weird seeing, like, you have a very energetic presence and all that, and you seem on stage, at least, as you really enjoying that.
Because I like doing this, you know?
But
there's days where we'll play. It doesn't happen that much, but there's days where we will be playing, and before, like, I'm down, I'm depressed, I'm not in a good mood, I'm feeling bad. And I just kind of try, when that's happening, to just remind myself that I'm doing the thing that when I was like 12 years old, I was like, I wanted to do, you know what I mean? I think a lot of the time in my other bands, I'd let it get to me a lot more when I was playing, and having stopped bond the music industry, thinking that that was it and that was all, and then starting again has given me like a greater appreciation for the whole thing. So whenever I'm down, I do try to, especially when I'm playing, like, I hopefully eventually find it because you need to. Why, like,
sure.
And also, like, that's kind of the best time to play sometimes is when you're depressed because you get to fucking get it all out. You know what I mean? Like, my guitar is all broken and I break strings all the time and my fingernails all fucked up because I just play so hard. And I think a lot of that is because I'm getting out a lot of bad stuff. And days where I don't get out that bad stuff, I feel like it didn't happen, I'm always just like, ah, fuck. I feel like, it's like just not finishing or something, you know?
How's that, like, when you sing, the lyrics do have that depressing note as well sometimes, and it's also, like, that's what everyone wrote about the We Cool album, was like,
yeah.
It's so depressing, he's throwing everything and so on. And how, like, when you're, I don't know. Is that, does that then help to, or does that make you more depressed? I mean, you.
Well, what part of it?
No, like I was just thinking, if you're like, if you're down and then you sing about being down, then how does that pick you up again?
Well, I think it's just the energy to it. When I'm writing it, it like, you know, not to be incredibly cliche, but you know, it like, it's therapy for me. You know what I mean? And that's like, it gets out through that, and it makes me feel better. Singing it is kind of just like, I don't know. I kind of black out when we play, and I'm just going. So I don't know. It doesn't bring me down though, because there is something about just being able to, I don't know. I can explain it like non-musically. If I'm smoking weed and I've smoked too much weed, and I'm like in a bad place, I've found that it's good to just say out loud to the people I'm around, I smoke too much weed, I'm too stoned. And whenever I do that, everyone around me understands where I'm at, and that kind of makes me feel comfortable and better. You know what I mean? Like, I feel okay. It feels good to get it out. So I think playing, I think maybe the reason why there is so much energy to it, and why I am enthusiastic about it, is because it is just kind of being like, all right, you're here, I'm fucked up. You know, hear some bad things about me, and we're all here, and it's okay. Mm. You know what I mean? So it doesn't make me feel depressed at all when we're playing it at all. Okay. It's like a celebration of your faults, you know?
That's important, too.
Yeah.
You have an enormous output of stuff. Is it easy for you to write songs now? Like, there's so much stuff of yours. I feel like.
It's not, like, easy. I feel like everything takes a long time to work on for me, but I am always working on stuff. So like, if I've been working on a song for like 2 years and then it comes out, like in a couple of months, there's another song I was working on for like 2 years and like a little bit more, and it comes out. Like, I'm always kind of like very slowly writing stuff. So I think it seems like, I don't know. I put out like almost everything I write, and I've been lucky recently to be able to collaborate with friends like Antarctica Vespucci, with my buddy Chris Farron, and doing stuff with Dan Andriano. That was like fucking awesome and fun, and doing stuff like that is just kind of like, it's fun. It makes it seem like I have a lot of output, but also like, I don't know. I guess it's, I never sit down with a guitar and go, I'm gonna write a song. Like, it just kind of, like, I hear a song in my head, I'm like, oh, fuck, I have to write this down. You know what I mean?
It always feels like, when listening to it, it always feels like you're having fun. It's really nice.
Yeah, I mean, I like music. It's one of very few things I like. That's not true.
It's very,
I like
obvious.
A lot of stuff, but I love music. I really do. I truly do.
One other thing that was one of the other things that always pops up, and I remember getting lost in there once upon a time. You started kind of the first Pay What You Want and stuff, and you still put out music there.
Yeah,
it's still everything that you can as well pay for it and just get it there, like everything.
Yes.
Is it, why is that,
why do I do it, why do I still do it?
I mean, it's kind of weird, because like, there's the, if you don't know that it's there, then you land on the one side and it's like, oh, okay. And then you suddenly find the other thing, and it's kind of disconnected, but it's still there.
But the last
post on the website of the label is like from 2008.
Yeah, I stopped posting news and just started posting albums. There's like all these sections on there, like bands, and it's like Bond the Music Industry and Cheeky and The Riot Before and Pegasus and Rick Johnson and Matt Kurz, and that's it. And I've put out like 80 records since then, and I just haven't updated it all. There's a lot I haven't updated. I started working on a redesign of the site to just have albums, and then like my computer crashed, and I was like, fuck this, I don't care. It's, some of this doesn't make sense, and that's fine, you know? And I do kind of like that it just looks like a website from the mid-2000s that somebody abandoned, but there is current stuff still going up there. I don't know, I do it because there's music that I hear from small bands, and I feel very lucky to be friends with so many bands that I think are just so good. And now I'm in a very strange position to put it out and people will listen to it because it's on quote unquote records. So, you know, I got like, I'm trying to push myself more to put more stuff out on there. When Bandcamp happened, I was like, oh, this is great. I don't have to do this anymore because everybody could put up the record for free and get donations. This is amazing. And then like friends asked me to put stuff up and I was like, why? Why don't you just have a band camp? And as more people asked me, I was just like, all right, I guess this is a cool thing. And I'll just keep asking people who I like and make music if they want to put things up there. And if they don't, it's no big deal. It's fine. Very relaxed record label. All the donations go straight to the bands. Like, it's just whatever.
It's really neat that that is still working out nowadays. The record label lets you do that.
Oh, it's free. It doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, of course.
It's the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm surprised more people haven't done it. Like, I see blogs and stuff like that, but there's only a few other record labels that I know that do that. And it's just like, why? Everybody could get your record for free anyway. Why don't you let them get it from you and give people the opportunity to donate some money and read all the lyrics and kind of read it all in one place, you know?
I found myself getting lost in there today. I was supposed to research stuff for doing interview stuff, and then I listened to music instead.
What was your favorite thing that you found?
From the Cheeky Girls stuff.
Cheeky's so good. That's probably my favorite one. That's
very early one too.
Yeah, really early. That was like when they said yeah. That I was so excited. I love that band. I miss that band.
There's a lot of stuff on there that isn't alive anymore, isn't it?
Like yeah. There is. I mean, it started in 2006, so fuck, man, that's 10 years. So, you know, wow. Yeah, that's 10 years this June since Goodbye Cool World and the Matt Kurz record happened. And yeah, it's crazy. I didn't realize that until this conversation.
All right, good. I don't, yeah, that's always the point in the interview when I know how to stop because I can't think of any more questions.
Perfect.
So if there's anything else I missed out on, that's the chance for you right now.
I don't need to tell anybody anything. I talk too much as it is.
All right. Thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.